Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Chinese are killing our stock market. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So this is where we start. The China stocks, their stock market plunging as that whole global sell-off continues. So the Dow was a wild rock and roll ride on Monday, diving 588 points even after the close, after a historic 1,000-point plunge. Here's the thing. Everything that goes down must eventually come up. So the average 401k has probably dumped 9,000 to 10,000. That's what you've lost, somewhere there. Now, if you're getting set to retire, that's the worst news possible. If you have time to build it back up, it's a little bit better. Still, all in all, watching the Shanghai Composite and the way it's messing up the markets is a scary thing. It's now declined 42% from its June 12th peak, so it erased basically all gains from the year to date. Markets in other spots in Asia, the good news is, are doing better, like Japan's Nikkei is doing better. In Australia, same thing. So they're seeing it a little bit better after an incredibly rough Monday. Certainly for U.S. stocks, too. I mean, a 1,000-point decline the second the bell went rung. It was just down, down, down. So we know, as I explained a little bit yesterday, this is really tied to China's economy. It's a lot. It's slowing faster than they had anticipated. So, and then there's uncertainty over our Federal Reserve. Of course, it's like playing Yahtzee at the Federal Reserve. Only you have to have an invitation, right? So will they raise their interest rate or not? Cheap oil, crude oil, below 40, lowest point in more than 6 years. That's not good. So that's tanked stocks, too, as well. But typical of markets, and this is why, ultimately, we are all at the Giants craps table if you have everything invested in the market, because scary news tanks what's happening. So let me say it again. Scary news, whatever it is, depressing, controversial, whatever, can tank the market like that. So some economists would tell you, my econ professor at Ohio University would say, that this is an overreaction to China's economic risks. But here's the deal. It doesn't matter. Your dollars are gone. They're gone. So with the stock market crash, now, like I said, probably most people, what that means is $9,000 to $10,000, right? And the whole idea of the 401k is middle America has a chance to make up the money that they can't make because they're not CEOs that are getting massive stock on high options and huge salaries. So the 401k was a little protection, especially because pensions are so scarce these days. Incredibly scarce. Whew. Imagine the generation behind. That's what I keep thinking. Imagine the millennials and what's in store for them. Because of all the debt we have accrued, the anchor that we have slapped around their necks. And this is why I think younger people should be involved in the election process. This is why I think they should pay attention to who's in and who's out and who they need to elect. In the meantime, as we are wont to do here on ATN, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different places, including, to me, the best story going was the American heroes. And then there's really a fourth hero, the guy who was shot, who went down because he took a bullet initially seeing the AK-47. So who knows how many in a who knows how many people he saved, Mark Mulligan. He didn't get to make it to the Legion of Honor ceremony in France because he was shot. He was in a hospital recovering from a gunshot wound. And thank goodness he was recovering from a gunshot wound because of another American who quickly plugged the hole, basically, or he wouldn't have even been in that situation. So how cool is that? I love that President Francois Hollande said they gave us an example of what is possible to do in these kinds of situations. By their courage, they save lives. No kidding. They totally save lives. El Kazani is the guy who was carrying that AK-47 assault weapon. 9 mags of ammo. Bare-chested. So brave he was. On that train, coming out of the restroom, ready to kill anything in sight. And quick thinking changed the lives of so many people. So many people. Now, when the one American was hit, he was struggling over the rifle, and then the suspect shot Mulligan in the neck with the Luger. So, I mean, it could have been curtains for him as it was. So he said, I'm hit, I'm hit. He was trying to save his wife, too. He blocked his wife. So, I mean, there's blood everywhere, but because of the pressure that was applied to his wound, that was the difference maker. That was the difference maker for saving his life. If that hadn't happened, maybe not. Wow. And what's interesting is he's a professor from Durham, North Carolina. He moved to France where he worked as a translator and English teacher for business professionals, and that was the deal. He has dual citizenship. He'd been living in France for almost 2 decades, and he was traveling on the train with his wife and their dog. And then, of course, you had the 3 buddies who were on vacation. And this is what happened when they immediately reacted, and we know that by now. But the fact is, the facts are that they got the biggest medal you could possibly get in France, and they should. They deserve to get it because they did save lives. There's no question about that. And so if you total it all up, you're talking about 4 Americans reacting immediately and not being passive in a situation where one is barely awake, the other one immediately sees the gun and jumps up, doesn't hesitate, doesn't duck, doesn't do whatever, run. And he could have been killed. Came very close, in fact, to being killed. So, bravo once again, when we talk about so many negative things on the show because of the frustration we all feel over what's happening coming out of Washington, frankly, most of the time. It's great to have something positive to say at the top of the show. And that's positive. It's positive they did what they did, and that the country immediately rewarded them as they should have. It's not about medals. It's about how they prevented what could have been an incredible tragedy. Instead, people are back with their families, doing what they normally do in their lives in France. Otherwise, they would have been mourning the deaths of a lot of family members. There's no question about that. Hang with us. What's happening in the race to become the next president of the United States? We'll tell you on America Tonight.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com. Marketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarketsmarket $1,000. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Joe Biden and the big hookup with Elizabeth Warren, if she says yes. Can you imagine? The president apparently gave his blessing, like the Pope, for Joe Biden to run against Hillary. Let me tell you, the way that's put and the way that was put to me, somebody in Washington who I spoke with today, the way that was posed to me, the first thing I thought of is, what do you think Hillary's going to say to that? How do you think she's going to react to that? Because isn't this her give back time? I'm convinced that part of what happened in 2008 was, hey, listen, don't worry. We're going to make sure that you get yours, even if you're 100, we're going to make sure that you get your shot at the White House. I'm serious. So that really messes that up. And then the press has to officially back one as they run for his spot on the Democratic side of things. It's one thing to say, okay, you can run, Joe, go ahead, absolutely. But is he publicly going to back Hillary Clinton, or is he going to back Joe Biden, his VP? Oh, my, oh, my. That is a big question. In the meantime, Jeb Bush can't get enough of slapping around the Donald, and is at least the super PACs connected to him can't, because Trump is the message. So he's going after the message. And what happened was, he was pretty visible. He toured the U.S. border with Mexico in McAllen, Texas, and he termed Trump's plan to deport all illegal immigrants unrealistic. He said that it's un-Republican. He then took a page from Trump himself and said, because you know how Trump says that his favorite book is the Bible, you know, Art of the Deal is his own book, is second. And he says Trump's plans, this is Jeb Bush today at the border, Trump's plans are not ground in conservative principles and will cost hundreds of billions of dollars. It's not realistic. It won't be implemented. Mass deportations would violate civil liberties and unnecessarily create friction with our biggest trading partner. And that's a problem. And that's a problem. I don't know. Here's the thing about Trump. I don't think he cares. Is he a nice person? Is he someone who cares about playing patty cake with whoever it is that we're connected to? No. But you got to remember, we have three branches of government, Jeb, you should know. So just because, even with executive actions, mind you, there's only so much you can do, right? You still got to worry about the legislative branch. Perhaps the judicial, but the legislative for sure. So Jeb is going to, I think he's going to keep hammering that, that it's not, it's un-Republican, it's not conservative values, so forget his immigration policy. I think you're going to hear that over and over and over again. Let's go out to Dan in the great state of Texas. You can weigh in, 2-855-266-5283. Hi, Dan.
Hello, baby.
Hey.
Are you there?
I am here. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, I got a joke for you.
Oh, I love your jokes.
You love this one. This man had a beautiful plot of land down in Florida and a beautiful spring-fed pond, so he planted all kinds of citrus trees around it, and years went by, and he built a gazebo and a deck and a diving board and a ramp out to the lake and just had everything going for him. And so one day he was at his house, and he decided to go down and get some citrus from his orchard. As he's going through part of his land, he heard these voices of women shouting and having a good time, and he walked out there, and here were all these beautiful young ladies stark naked swimming in his pond. And so he walked up to the edge of the pond, and they said, "We're not coming out till you leave." He said, "I'm just here to feed my alligators."
That's brilliant. I love it.
Okay. Did you get out of the market?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You remember, I don't give stock market advice, but like you, I totally get it. And you roll it into cash is what you do if you think that if there's a big fear, and you're especially if you're making a profit, just get out.
You get you. Yeah, way to go, way to go. That was the right thing.
Yeah, because you know what? Even some good stocks, like just for fun, it's not like I have a ton of money, but like Hershey was way up, and I had gotten that a long time ago, and all of those stocks are just cranking down. From Apple to even Google, you know, pick your poison, whatever you want, whatever one you want to say. Ford had a bunch of gains, and they're down almost 5%. Johnson & Johnson almost 3%. So it's not good. The only thing is like I said, Dan, is anybody who's holding stock at this point, depending on what it is, hopefully it climbs back up, but it's going to take a while.
Yeah, it's going to take a long while. Look, it's the zero interest money thing that they've got going, where Yellen just keeps kicking cash into the bonds and stuff, trying to float that boat. That puppy's got a whole lot of holes in it, because we're the only ones buying our bonds. The Japanese are no longer buying them. The Europeans won't touch them. China, they can't afford them. And the chickens, as they say, are about ready to come home to roost. So
yeah.
Anybody that can get out, maybe get out while you still can. I mean, I figure another 2,000 points down is where we're headed.
I think so, too. I don't think it'll bounce back.
Now to get to our little thing. I think Donald Trump's ideas on immigration are good, and I think he'll be able to pull it off if he gets elected. But he's going to have to fight everybody in the Republican Party, because they do not want somebody like him up there making waves.
No, they don't. They don't. He's absolutely not the choice of any of the establishment Republicans at all. No.
So how are you doing?
I am excellent, my friend. The weather's cooler. We're not melting. It's all good.
Yes, I put in an extra air conditioner today, and I'm sitting in about a 68-degree temperature right now, and I got a nice little snack for later on, so I'm a happy camper. Well, love, I know you're busy to flee on a young pup, so I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Dano. That was good. That was nice. He's got great jokes. And I don't think he's saving his best for last, too. I mean, he has more jokes, I'm sure, than you can shake a stick at. Absolutely. And he's absolutely right. And it's what I said. I mean, Trump is the guy to go after, and he is definitely, but he doesn't care. You see, we go back to the whole thing. When you have that law of detachment, and he has the law of detachment that follows him around, he's not concerned about it. What the deal is, though, is how can he get elected without any backing, I mean, not monetarily, but to have any party members behind him. That's why there's always that hedge about the third party. So we'll see. The Democrats, frankly, are making it interesting because the Hillary tank, if that continues, that is a very big story. If you wind the clock back to a year ago and, oh, is she going to say she's running and what is she doing and everybody's telling her she should run and all that, then, of course, we knew it. We knew it was going to happen. That's, you know, so you're not going out on any limb. You're going out on a twig if you thought she didn't. Come on. So bottom line is there is no question that dealio was, listen, you're helping us. Bill helped me at the convention. I will back you. I'm going to happily back you. Now is he going to turn around and back Joe Biden? Whew. That would be snakish, I have to say. And it probably is. How do you not back your vice president? I mean, they're good buddies. How does he not back Biden? I don't know. That makes it so interesting. Once he declares, I want to see what the polls really say, when he's really in, and is he really talking to Elizabeth Warren about jumping on a ticket with him? Can you imagine? Hillary Clinton will never come out in public again if they were to end up with the nomination. I mean, seriously. And then you think, what if, let's just play the what-if game, because, of course, I love the what-if game in all aspects of life. What if it were Hillary Clinton gone? She just doesn't make it again. And you have Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren going up against who? Who would it be? Marco Rubio? Donald Trump and Ted Cruz? That's been suggested. I don't know. I'm not sure. Jeb Bush, he is the guy they're backing. He's so milquetoasty. Do you get anything from Jeb Bush? I think he's a nice guy. But do you get anything in the way of, wow, I got to vote for this guy? Coming up, saving the best of the best. We got a couple of interesting conversations coming your way on the flip side that you don't want to miss. And a reminder, you can always hit us up on our mailbag at americatonight.net.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fascinating new thing, you delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you. Fascinating new thing, you seem naked. I'm a temporary savior. Fascinating new thing. Don't betray them by becoming familiar.
wanna hear about the guy that really gets me going. He's about to walk through that door, I just can't know it. Moving in from behind, I turn my head around, sitting with my friends talking in.
Well, welcome to another edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Very pleased to welcome to the show Jeffrey Hazlett, and he is, I'll tell you, someone that I've admired for a long time, especially after I read the last couple of years when I read his book, Running the Gauntlet. It is a must read. I could not put it down. I ignored everything around me to read this book, and I found it to be so insightful. You can catch him on the C-suite. He was the CMO for Kodak. He has bought and sold 250 businesses, and we are pleased to have him on the show. Jeff, thanks for coming on.
Well, it's good to be here. Thanks so much.
So let's talk about, I wanted to talk about businesses first, and why are, you know, I mentioned how many businesses you had and you sold in the course of the CMO of Kodak, and you watched a lot of, through the decades there, you watched businesses really change, and the way we do business in this country, I think, change a lot. And to me, with so many entrepreneurs, for some reason, I think one of the key ingredients is being able to adapt, you know, and change with the times, or else you die. And you specifically talk about that in your book, adapt, change, or die, basically. Why is there such a reluctance to do that, to change when you have to?
Well, I think we just get a little lazy, you know, or we think that that's what we're supposed to do, that we get it to a certain point and we lock it in, and that's not the case. By the time you get ready to lock it in, you should be looking at changing it and keep improvement. Continuous improvement is going to be the course. And for your business, it's a mindset. This says, I'm never quite, you know, happy with everything the way it is. And you want to keep improving it, because that's so, you know, I think that's the way real great businesses are built. They keep looking for a different way to change the widget, or to sell the widget, or to service the people with the widget, or whatever it might be. And I think companies get pretty complacent, and they start doing things for their own reasons, not for the reasons that they first got in the business, and that is to solve a problem, to fix, you know, to save the world, or to just, you know, to maximize the most profit, or maximize the most value out of the intellectual property that they have. And they just, you know, they lock it in place. So they start adding 800 numbers that some sadistic, you know, I can't probably say it in your show, but, you know, came up with that, you know, it was a telephone tree that says one for this, three for this. Who does that? Who wants that? You know, and I don't know anyone that has one of those that even likes it calling in. So we, you know, we operate from 8 to 5 when, you know, you're you fix cars and you don't open on Saturday. What, I don't have time. I've got a, bring my car back on Saturday, you know, and, you know, things like that. And it's just kind of wacko, crazy kind of things, and we forget.
Yeah, and the people who embrace that, though, are the people that see massive success often, right?
Well, without question, in terms of change, you know, adapt, yep. Change, or die. And that's a theme. I just want people to take it. You know, I got a new book coming out in September, which I'm going to be, it's called Think Big, Act Bigger. You know, think big, but act bigger. And stop, you know, letting things, you know, stop you, and just steamroll these things. And I think it's an important thing that we've got to keep in mind.
I like that. Think big, act bigger. So
as
I love it. It's a great title, sexy title. So, yeah, and you know that you get the marketing thing, obviously.
Well, I'm a sexy guy. I can't help it. You know, when a woman picks up my book and she can't put it down, I'm thinking, hey, pretty good, pretty good. Love
yeah.
it.
There you go. Thumbs up to that one for sure. I mentioned at the top that you were, you know, the chief marketing officer and vice president of the company's, you were even the vice president of the company's graphic communications group, which was huge for Kodak. What was it like making that leap from Kodak into your own world?
Well, you know, I've been there before. You know, when I bought and sold all these companies, some of my, you know, I ran or owned, some of them I didn't own, just, you know, but I've always been an entrepreneur myself, you know. I've got a couple of businesses now that I'm running. So getting back to it wasn't difficult for me. I mean, people say, what do you miss? Well, I got to be honest with you, I miss my corporate plane. I miss that a lot, you know, but especially tonight when I'm flying in the back row and the, you know, in the middle seat. But, you know, but that's, you know, that's life. I didn't have a much of a problem with the transition, because I try to operate even in a big company like I'm in a small company, meaning getting things done. Like I would say to people, like, you know, they would say the bathrooms need to clean. Well, get on there and clean them. I mean, what did you do at home if your bathrooms are messy and you're in the, you know, that's your floor and those are your bathrooms? Get in there. Make it nice, you know. You're the one that messed it up in the first place. So I kind of operate like that with that philosophy right now. So, and I did then at a big company.
Yeah. When you were at Kodak, and of course now you see where the industry is, what happened to when you were at Kodak, it was thriving, but what happened to Kodak with what we've seen, certainly with the way things have changed and the way we take pictures? I mean, my gosh, how many pictures do you have on your cell phone?
Changed. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I used to go to, you know, meetings and, you know, what they were trying to do was protect film. And, I mean, that was the mantra inside the company was protect film, protect film. And even with the new leadership that came in over a few years, so let's just say the last decade, they couldn't get the underlying folks to say, you know, it's dead, you know, because you go to a town hall meeting and 3,000 people would be in the meeting and you'd say, you know, when was the last time anyone in this room and the people that worked at the company bought a roll of film and maybe one or two hands would go up? They go, well, there you go. That's the reason why, you know, we're failing. If our company is focused just on film. And that was the problem. They should have focused on film. Although it was a great product and a great, you know, thing, they were in the business of intellectual property of making moments, you know. I call it M3I², make, manage, and move images and information. They had emotional technology. And they really went bankrupt back in the 70s when they invented the digital camera and then didn't do anything because they were trying to protect the margins of profit on a product, you know, that they thought was the thing they were doing. And that's not what they were doing. They were not in the film business. They were in the emotional technology business. And therein lies the problem. And that's what they forgot. And so they got so focused on protecting that roll of film that it didn't make a difference what came up. They would kill it. You know, they had the hubris of that success that really caused them to forget to see into the mirror and ask themselves the key questions about what they were really doing.
Yeah, there's big lessons in that, right?
Oh, huge lessons. I mean, but, you know, there are other companies. They, you know, Kodak survived. I mean, they filed bankruptcy a year ago. I left 5 years ago. But they, you know, they filed bankruptcy last year, and I keep telling everybody what they went bankrupt, you know, back in the 70s. So that's when they fundamentally made the decision. You know, but they're about a $9 billion company, throwing about $2 billion to the bottom line today. So not bad. They just had all of that overhang from all that consumer business, which was dead, you know.
Yeah. Tell us about the C-suite and how fun has that been for you? You've interviewed some really interesting people.
Yeah, we not only, you know, we started the C-suite show, but we've also started the C-suite network, csuitetv.com. And, you know, what we're trying to do is focus in on, you know, those leaders, those, you know, five or six leaders that are in the management teams, leaderships of all companies. And what we want to do is just go out and have conversations with people about what it's like there. Because, you know, in big companies, let's just take Fortune 100, Fortune 1000, or even Fortune 5000, about 99% of the people who work in the company never get a chance to go into the C-suite. And that is into the leadership meetings of the people who are running the companies. And I know that sounds kind of wacky, but it's so true. When you have, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or even hundreds of employees, you don't always get to sit in the same room where all the leaders are. And that was the premise of the show. You know, I'd see something like Domino's, like they would advertise, you know, oh, our pizza sucks. Well, who in the right mind raised their hand in the middle of a meeting and said, we suck? You know, I know we're, you know, and is the person still there? I mean, I have questions like that. I mean, who puts advertising that they spend and why? What would prompt them to do that? And then the guy's still there. I mean, and so what I do is I take a camera inside of Domino's and I go into the C-suite. We all sit around and I say, well, where were you sitting? Where were you sitting when that question was posed? Because you know somebody said that.
Oh, yeah.
And they did. And someone did. And I said, well, what happened? You know? Or into Autodesk when the chairman of the company says we had our last quarter was an unmitigated disaster, and that's how he started out his earnings call. I mean, who says that? You know, or Kodak, Cadillac. Cadillac, you know, is it a bankrupt sitting, a bankrupt company trying to be a luxury brand? I kind of like to know how you get.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at GCNLive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at GCNLive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at GCNLive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at Delicious.com.
With our next guest, when you think of what's going on in leadership these days, just the other day, Jeff Bezos from Amazon defending the workplace culture. When I said that I feel like they throw the package to my house from where the warehouse is, because I can't believe how fast they get it here when you have Amazon Prime, it's unbelievable. And one of the things Bezos has said is that we start with the customers first. So what happens when that gets upended? And there's a huge piece in the New York Times trashing what happens in your culture. What is the Amazonian culture to all the people who work there? Jeff Pfeffer is with us, and he is the author of Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. Hey, Jeff, thanks for hanging with us.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
So this is perfect timing. We're going to talk about Donald Trump and some other people in leadership, but Jeff Bezos got slammed with the big whammy because the gray lady tried to take Amazon down with a revealing article about things that happened to people as employees of his company. And no leader, especially on that level, wants anything that's so disparaging to come out. Immediately he sent a memo to employees saying that we care about the employees and it's all about our pride here, and to his knowledge that wasn't going on. So what do you make of that story?
Well, what I make of it is a couple things. First of all, this is not the only story on the web about the harsh conditions of working at Amazon. There's couple of newspapers, including The Guardian in the UK, that have put reporters undercover to work in their warehouses. So this is really not, in some sense, news. You know, I'm sure Jeff is going to disagree with it, but there's a lot of stuff on the web that talks about the harsh conditions in Amazon. That's number one. And number two, as I point out in the book, Leadership BS, we claim we want certain qualities in leaders. We claim we want leaders who are self-effacing and modest and who take care of other people and who, you know, tell the truth. But if you look at what we actually select for and reward, we reward mostly success in people who are tough and powerful. So we say we want one thing, but we actually, apparently, in our behaviors and choices, seem to want something else. And so while it is true, Amazon's a tough place, you also have to understand that Amazon ranks fourth on Fortune's list of most admired companies, and Jeff Bezos is typically in the top five of the most admired CEOs.
Yeah, so there's my question. Can you be both? Can you have both all that in a leader? Can you still have an awesome workplace? And you're always going to have a few people that are going to complain if you have thousands of people that work for you. But can you overall have the incredible culture and still be that tough, powerful, admired leader?
It's possible there are a few, but if you look at the contemporary leaders who've gotten a lot of attention, ranging from the late George Steinbrenner of the New York Yankees to, of course, the famous Steve Jobs, many of them are not the nicest people. They're certainly not people you'd want to be stranded on a desert island with, because they are so fixated on winning and on success, and anything that gets in their way, including, by the way, their employees or work-life balance or a bunch of other stuff, is often just collateral damage.
Wow. All right, so having said that, we see what's going on with Donald Trump. His chances of winning the nomination suddenly have gotten a little bit better. I mean, we're still just under a year until we actually have the convention and of course the primaries and all that's rolled into getting someone to that point. But we see that he's grabbing all the headlines. So what's the skinny on Donald Trump?
Well, the skinny on Donald Trump is pretty much the same as the skinny on Jeff Bezos. I think the political pundits have missed the point. There's a lot of stuff about how he's appealing to some small segment of very unhappy, disaffected, outraged voters. I'm sure that's partly true. But Trump also, he's got the self-promotion. He's hogged the media spotlight. He won't back down. He doesn't apologize, which is something that I talk about in my book called Power. He says outrageous things and doesn't always deal precisely with the truth. For instance, he's claimed he has the best-selling business book of all time, which turns out doesn't surpass fact-checking. But all of these qualities are actually qualities that we've seen in other strong business leaders, ranging from Steve Jobs to Jeff Bezos. They take a few liberties with the facts, and they certainly self-promote and don't apologize. So Donald Trump exhibits again this wonderful paradox. The qualities we claim to want in leaders is not what we seem to want when they show up.
All right, we're speaking with Jeff Pfeffer. He's the author of Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. He's also, by the way, the Thomas D. D., the second professor, I love that, of organizational behavior at the Graduate School of Business, Stanford U. And so when you're teaching at Stanford, what do you tell the students about leadership?
Well, I teach a course. It's one of the most popular electives. It is called the Paths, P-A-T-H-S, as in plural, Paths to Power. And I tell them that the world is not a just and fair place, and that it's not often exactly as it's been described to them in the kumbaya culture of Stanford. And they need to get ready for the world that they are going to face, and that if they want to make the world a better, more humane, kinder, and gentler place, that's fine and that's great, but you have to begin by understanding the situation, the social psychology, and why it is that we seem to gravitate to these strong, bold, outrageous leaders.
All right, so why is it that we gravitate toward strong and bold, outrageous leaders?
I think it's partly because we are genetically predisposed, in order for our survival, to recognize two things. Number one, friend or foe, which is one of the reasons why interpersonal similarity is a strong base of attraction. It's not like we like people who are opposites. As opposites don't attract, it's similar to attract. That's number one. And the second thing is that we want to be associated with people and organizations who are going to win. So if you look, for instance, at Apple under Steve Jobs, that was a tough place to work. And so, you know, why did people stay there? Well, they want to be associated with an organization that is winning, that is in the news, that is successful. And you see this with football teams and basketball teams. The former Indiana basketball coach Bobby Knight, who threw chairs at players and got fired for that. And I'm not recommending this as leadership behavior, but why would a basketball player put up with that? I want to be part of a great program. So our desire to be associated with winning oftentimes causes us to be willing to put up with behavior that isn't particularly good behavior, but we put up with it because we want to be a part of a successful organization.
Yeah, well said, absolutely. How about this twist in the culture with what we're seeing? It's funny you mentioned sports, that there are now people that are saying we don't want our kids to get participation medals, where, you know, that's a big business in the trophy world because everybody gets a trophy, so forget first, second, and third. Is that a damaging thing to teach kids that, you know, competition, it's okay, but everybody's a winner?
It's, I think, quite damaging. There's been a bunch of articles, including by Elizabeth Colbert, about how we've created children who are not really ready for the real world, because in the real world is filled with hierarchy. There's still only one CEO at places like Facebook and Apple, even though they're in the Silicon Valley. And because organizations are still pyramids, there are more people at the bottom than at every successive level above. And so people have to build, I think, resilience. So if you ask me what are the qualities that that make people successful in the contemporary workplace, or maybe even in the older workplace, persistence and resilience is really, I think, very important. I mean, the famous former San Francisco mayor, Willie Brown, lost the first time he ran for San Francisco for Assembly and the first time he ran for Speaker. You look at successful politicians, many of them have had setbacks along their careers. Business leaders often have setbacks. Reed Hastings, the fabulous and very successful and now extremely wealthy CEO of Netflix, got fired from his previous CEO job. So we need to teach our children, we need to teach ourselves how to be resilient in the face of troubles and difficulties.
And does that work in today's world, especially because entrepreneurism is flourishing? And if you're going to be an entrepreneur, wouldn't that also follow suit about persistence and resilience?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, many entrepreneurs, their first venture fails. And I mean, we forget, you know, before there was all these famous things from, you know, Apple, we forget the Lisa, we forget the Newton, all the failed products. We forget the fact that Steve Jobs was actually thrown out of the company and came back. So many successful leaders have had, and certainly every company has had product failures and difficulties. And most leaders have had failures and difficulties also. So therefore, the ability to overcome adversity and just hang in there and wear down the opposition is, I think, a very important quality.
All right, Jeff Pfeffer, thank you so much. Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. I'm sure you can pick the book up on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.